Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Harrison, sober or not sober?
Seems sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
All right, Harrison, our men's room poll. You're going to beat one in a race. Keep in mind that all these animals, on average, run about the same speed as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take on a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
Chicken, man, all day long.
Taking on the chicken. Okay.
All day long chicken. That's right, damn it.
Chicken can get up to 15 miles an hour.
Can.
I can run 16.
You can run what?
16. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really thinking about what I could actually run at a dead sprint.
Now.
No, I mean, it's
versus
not,
in my 20s. It's not a lot different.
It's not good. I mean, it's really just not good.
Now. No, things start to hurt. Ankles hurt. No, it pops.
It can only be a 40. I cannot do 100.
Yeah. What do you think your 40 time would be?
I used to run a 40 in about 5.0, I think was probably my average.
All right, so here you are now.
Nothing, but nothing like 4.8. You know, I mean, maybe it was like 5.2, 5.1.
Never below 5, but
right,
5 at best.
Correct. All right. Correct.
I think I got under 7 once. Like 6.8, 6.9. Like, there you go, coach. That's the best you're getting out of me.
We call that walking.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question.
That. I mean, like, good form. You're just not fast.
Yeah, no, I hated that.
I know.
I never was fast.
You look great, but it's slow.
Yeah.
All right.
We all know I'm not on kickoff team.
Yeah, that is understood.
Right.
All right, your question. 1 kilogram is equal to how many pounds?
2.1.
Mm. Man, it's 2.2. And I know.
Wow.
It's splitting hairs, wow, man. But if we do a weight measurement, look, if you got pulled over by the cops and they said we found 4 kilograms of cocaine and they're off by that, you'd be like, no, that is not what you found in my car.
I was going to say, I think it's better to get that answer wrong.
Why?
Well, you're obviously dealing drugs if you know how much a kilogram actually weighs.
But is that the only people in the U.S. that know the metric system are drug dealers?
Right.
Right. Years ago, we were talking about something. We were trying to figure out the kilogram to pound ratio, and someone I know texted my phone immediately and told me, and I will not tell you what they dealt with, but I'm like, of course you know. Of course you know. I mean, they were like, boom, this is what it is. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right, your question. What is the meat in McDonald's original recipe for the Egg McMuffin?
Original
yeah. Meat.
Pork?
Well, it is a form of pork, but...
Sausage?
Was it spam?
It's Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
Well, I know that, but I mean, it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's the original.
Oh, I know. Okay.
It's not a sausage McMuffin with egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Okay. I thought there was like one before that.
Nope. Yeah. It's the original.
I say it every time. For my money, it's still hard to beat the McDonald's breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And other places have different versions. And
sure.
But I'm like, that sausage muffin with eggs tops.
And you know exactly what it's going
to
taste like.
Do me blow your mind, man?
All right.
Ready for this one?
Not as mine, but sure.
I did this. Okay.
Call it as mine.
You know they have the bagel sandwiches, right?
They do.
They're okay. I just don't like the bagels that much.
All right.
So I'll get the steak sub a biscuit.
So you take the steak from the bagel sandwich and just say, put it on a biscuit.
Yeah, I've done it on Egg McMuffin, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
You're like the Einstein of food.
I mean,
this is groundbreaking.
Actually, the woman's like, this is a really good idea what you're doing. I was like, thank you, I know.
I think if you, social media, we'd call that a life hack.
That's right.
I'm Biscuit Maxon.
I've got a new
exactly. Breakfast Maxon McDonald's.
Breakfast Maxon. I've seen, like, sometimes there's videos and it's like somebody in their car, like, got a new protein, secret for you. And it's like, oh, yeah, what's that? And it's like, yeah, you get it without the bread and just eat the chicken. Like,
brother,
it's not a secret. Right.
Not new. It's not a secret.
It's not ancient. It's not Chinese. It's not a secret.
You just didn't know.
Right. Oh, you took out the carbs.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Your question. Actress Kira Sedgwick is married to what actor?
Heath Ledger.
No, the delicious one.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he's dead.
I know. I don't know the answer.
Hey, man.
I always like Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, she's a little odd, but I like her.
Yeah, there's something about her look, though, I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I met her one time. She's very nice.
Where'd you meet her?
How'd she look in person? I bet she was beautiful.
Beautiful. She, yeah. I mean, feather, like a flower dress. She married to Kevin Bacon. He and his brother are in a band called the Bacon Brothers.
Correct.
And they played the Ram's Head Tavern in Annapolis.
Oh, really?
And we hosted the show.
So she was there. Okay,
yeah, she
cool.
was there. Had their dog with her.
Of course they did.
Yeah, exactly. I'm serious. Had the dog. In a
what kind of dog?
I don't know. Some kind of little yappy dog.
Of course. Jesus Christ. All right, your question. How many federal holidays are there in the U.S.?
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
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 Question five, Harrison.
It's just got to stay at 10.
I believe that's the rule, so you can introduce or take away anything, but it's like Title IX. If you introduce one, you got to get rid of one kind of thing.
So who did we drop for Juneteenth?
All right, well, let's go through. We got New Year's Day.
Oh, I think we combined the two President's Days together.
Well, no, because President's Day is, it used to be separate presidents had holidays. They made that into President's Day, which gave us another day for something. I don't know what that was.
I think
was.
It was MLK Day.
Right, MLK Day you have in January,
well,
then you have President's Day.
Well, they combined the President's Day together when MLK came around.
Right, but I'm just saying now, like, that's been for a while.
Yeah.
Right, and then you have President's Day in February.
Mm-hmm. I think we got Easter.
I don't think that's a federal holiday, though.
Easter?
Well, Easter's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I know, but
so
I thought you got, like, the Easter Monday off.
No.
I don't know.
No, I think Memorial Day, July 4th.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, I skipped it. Yeah, July 4th.
Nothing in August. So Labor Day.
Labor Day. And then the day before, or Thanksgiving Day and the day after. Then what, Christmas Day?
Mm. I think that didn't count. All right. But
yeah.
Maybe we should have done that part. All right, multiple choice question for you. Ancient Egyptian chancellor Imhotep. He is known as the first what in history? Doctor, philosopher, architect, or mathematician?
Doctor.
I'll say mathematician.
Architect.
Oh.
I'm not positive I knew that's where Hotep came from.
Well, I'm in Hotep. Jesus Christ. Imhotep.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. There's like Hotep, like schools and stuff.
Really? Are they schools for architecture? Or?
Well, I'm kind of looking at you. I'm pretty sure it's a black thing.
No, how is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Hotep Academy?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, man, just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm smart enough to go to... Right?
Hotep.
It's not like Howard called
me. Hotep derived from ancient Egypt. Means to be at peace.
I just know Dematha plays them. There's a Hotep school in, like, Philly.
Afrocentric aesthetics. A strong emphasis on pre-colonial African history.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's from Egypt. That would make
Egypt.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Right, you don't say.
As I'm explaining, I'm like, help me out, man.
Hotep.
Yeah. It's a whole movement.
Hmm. All right, your question. How many years was Robinson Crusoe marooned on his desert island?
40.
Okay, from the 28. From the Urban Dictionary. Hotep is an Afrocentric brother, usually insecure, who claims to be woke but actually isn't.
Okay.
Jesus. I mean, there's a stereotype, too, that it's like, oh, everybody knows the one Hotep guy.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I've never even heard that term.
All right, your question. What actress provided the voice of Kiara from The Lion King?
Kiara? The bird?
I believe so.
All right.
Celine Dion?
She was in oh boy. Neve Campbell. Was she Party of Five?
Party of Five?
Mm-hmm. Was she in any of those Scream movies or am I?
Scream, yeah.
Scream.
Jesus, Mike.
Whoa.
What's the
Hello.
Good
one?
I know. A little warning, man.
Mike, what's the good one with her and Denise Richards? Pool scene.
Oh, a wild something wild.
Something things or yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's out of my purview there, Ted.
It's burned
Google
into my...
Google it. Yeah. You will watch it.
And also, Kiara was the little kid lion from Lion King 2.
Was a little kid lion.
Oh, that explains why I don't know, because I never saw Lion King 2.
Oh, dude, you missed so much.
Yeah, Simba's baby.
All right, Harrison, question number 7.
Simba getting jiggy. All right, your question. What 7-letter B word is often applied to those suffering from manic depression?
Bipolar. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm out.
Man, his enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Exactly. We're both right. It is Wild Things.
It is Wild Things?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, just check it out. You'll understand why.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Add him to the rep.
Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my bitches.
Hola.
Joe, are you sober or not sober?
You know me, I'm sober.
All right, Joe. All right, you're going to beat one in a race. You taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Well, I've been thinking about that, and I've got chickens, so I know how they can do it. And as long as they don't start flying, I should be okay, but I'm going to go with a chicken.
Have you ever raced one of your chickens, man?
No, I've never had the need to.
Well, there's never a need to race a chicken. I feel very confident saying that. However, if you got chickens and we brought it up, you should just time yourself, man. Whoever you think the fastest chicken is.
I want to bring up something, though. You mentioned Kevin Bacon a little bit ago.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a shameless self-plug here. This Sunday is Seattle Breast Fest down at Slim's Last Chance, and I will be performing with a band I slapped together, and we gave it a fun name. We're called Thick Cut Kevin Bacon.
All right.
Thick Cut. Yep. What time's that? I've played there a few times, man, so just tell people about it, what time they can go down and all. It's always a good event.
Oh, yeah. It starts at noon, runs to about 6, and there's 15 different performances. And the theme this year is the Beatles and the Stones.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I get a free sunflower from Joe.
I want to say the last time I played that gig with you, man, I don't remember the theme, but we played Careless Whispers. First time I played with Taryn on stage. And what I remember is, if you are familiar with Slim's Last Chance, you know what everyone there looks like, right? The biker bar, there are big beards, and there's a lot of leather. So we're on stage, and we played some rock and stuff, and they're cool. And I'm looking down at the set list, and I'm looking at this crowd, and I'm like, we're about to play Careless Whisper. Like, they're going to burn the stage to the ground and beat us to death. We started playing it. Every dude there grabbed his woman, and they were slow dancing.
Nice.
And it was, this is cool, man. Picture everyone looking like ZZ Top in a bad mood, slow dancing with their woman. I'm like, okay. Okay,
Connor, well, mama.
You have to remember that at this event, you're not going to find people in their 20s. It's people in the older set, so it's all right.
That's why I felt comfortable, man.
There you go.
Yeah. No one looked at me weird. Why is he here? All right, Joe. Here is your question. Which kingdom is Greenland a part of?
Greenland. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's which kingdom? Let's go with British.
What kingdom is Greenland?
Yeah.
Denmark.
Dutch. Denmark, yes.
Oh, okay.
Dutch.
No, the right, Dutch.
Well. Dutch are from Holland.
Yeah, it's Holland.
Yeah. Not Deutschland, but Holland.
Oh, and that movie with Neve Campbell you were talking about, definitely a must-see for Denise Richards.
Yeah, man, the whole thing. Look, I can't even tell you what the movie is about. I've seen it like 3 times.
Nope,
I don't
either.
Remember. The plot meant nothing. The pool is everything.
Yeah, once Denise Richards' boobs came out, I forgot about everything else.
Yeah, nothing mattered. I think that's what Nothing Else Matters was from Metallica.
There you go.
In that case, you should watch Starship Troopers.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes! Yeah. Man, another fine movie.
Yeah.
It has its times.
Any other movies that you want to recommend?
That's right in my wheelhouse of high school, just getting out of high school. It's like, dude, you seen that shower scene yet?
And the chick with the curly red hair, man.
Starship Troopers satisfies the 10-year-old boy in all of us.
Yes, it does. And a 57-year-old man.
And I hate bugs.
There you go.
All right, here's your question. What classic TV show was created by Rod Serling?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I usually go 3 questions before I miss one. It's been fun, guys, but that's The Twilight Zone.
Yes, indeed.
Very good, Joe.
You're all confident. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping to be wrong. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803, Ron.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
Good for you. What are you doing, Adam?
Just drinking some Modelo's.
Very good call. Okay, you're going to try to beat one in a race there, Adam. You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I've caught plenty of chickens, so I'll take a chicken.
Racing the chicken. All right. Chicken can get up to 15 miles an hour. Again, it can. All right, your question. Who created Star Trek?
Gene Roddenberry.
One and done.
Two, easy.
One
Jesus.
And done. All right. Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. 17 or 27? How many of the actors in the movie Goodfellas went on to be on the TV show The Sopranos?
I'll go 17.
Yeah, 27.
Damn it.
27?
Wow. 27 of the actors from Goodfellas went on to be on the TV show The Sopranos.
Huh. I don't know that that many of them had big roles in Goodfellas.
Wasn't necessarily a huge role. No.
They were just all in it.
But you were there. You were credited, right? And then at some point when they did The Sopranos, like, got another gig for you. Keep looking Italian.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hola.
Brock, you sober or not sober?
I am a sober turd today, Miles.
A sober turd.
Okay, sober turd.
I like when I have drunk turds.
Okay, which animal are you racing? Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I'm going to go with my spirit animal. I'm gonna race a squirrel.
Going after the squirrel.
Okay. Is anybody, other than you, Brock, does anyone have a spirit animal that's not cool? No offense, squirrel, not cool. It's always like, I got a bear, I got this. It's never like, yo, man, I got a sloth.
How do you find out your spirit animal?
Well, no, that's what people call me. I'm really squirrely, so.
You are a little squirrely.
Spirit animal. Okay. Yeah, so. I'm tree branch all the time.
I'm Brock the Squirrel. Here is your question. What was the first video that aired on MTV back in 1981?
I think I know this one, and I think I actually watched it because we had cable back then. Is it Video Killed the Radio Storm?
You got it.
One and done.
Nice work. Right. Hang on, Brock.
Before we let you go, let's see here. We had a couple of lightning storms earlier today. So the average lightning flash, it could light a 100-watt light bulb for how long? 3 months or 3 years?
Ooh, I'm going to say 3 years.
3 months.
3 months.
Got a downer.
Weak.
Yeah, weak-ass lightning bolt.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.